I'm so happy to see everybody. High five. Good morning. You know, I could give you a report of all these flares and blowouts that I've been videotaping this last week and a half, but I am going to actually give you a conceptual speech. A lot of you may think that I might want Governor Andrew Cuomo's job. But I don't. I just want the job of his speechwriter. So I've written the speech that would make me love Andrew Cuomo unconditionally and forever. And I'm gonna... Yeah, you can you hear it? I'm about to do it. And I'm going to make this available to people after I probably edit it on the fly right now online, and you might want to deliver it to him and ask him to give it. So here we go. This is my audition to be Andrew Cuomo's next speechwriter. Ready? You're just going to, if it helps you, close your eyes, pretend I'm him, you know. Okay. Dear friends and citizens of New York State, after much deliberation and review of documentation, information, science, testimony, and comment from the public, and based on the disastrous track record of the gas industry across the country and across the world, I am supporting Tony Avella's new bill that bans hydraulic fracturing in New York State. There is a basic code of decency in humanity. And government and business must follow that basic code. That code is the social contract, which says we are all dependent on one another and we are all beholden by the truth. Gas companies have broken the social contract. They have broken that pact with you. They have broken that pact with me. They have broken that pact with humanity. They use lawyers, advertisements, PR, political lobbying, and trickery to try to hide their destructiveness and to try to turn science into politics. We understand that these processes contaminate. We understand that this is a catastrophic risk to water supplies across New York. But we also understand that these oil and gas companies will not own up to the contamination and pollution that they are causing. In fact, they take a hostile approach to anyone trying to report wrongdoing. When Josh Fox created the film Gasland, which pointed out their destruction, they attacked. When the New York Times reported on radioactive wastewater being dumped into rivers and streams in Pennsylvania, rivers and streams which, by the way, also run into New York, they attacked the New York Times. When ProPublica, the Pulitzer Prize-winning news website, reported thousands of cases of contamination across the U.S., they attacked ProPublica. When families, like Craig and Julie Soudner, who you'll hear from later, came forward and reported that their lives had been turned upside down by drilling and that their neighborhoods had been permanently destroyed, the gas industry attacked those families. That breach of trust will not be mended, and our further compliance will not be bought. Now, as governor, I could have come to this conclusion privately and yet still take the politically safe route by never committing to actual policy on gas drilling. I could choose to never decisively address the issue and twiddle my thumbs while we let the DEC run out the clock. But I'm not going to do that. I believe that it is time for New York to take a stand. I believe that taking a stand in the face of risk is the only thing a real leader can do. I cannot sit idly by the sidelines and watch as our citizenship becomes more and more anxious, nervous, and distressed as the threat of unsafe gas drilling looms on all of our minds. Do we want a future where we are afraid to drink our tap water? Do we want a future where you are afraid to jump in New York's beautiful lakes and streams? Do we want a future where you send your kids to school, when you send your kids to school, you are afraid of the air that they are breathing in their classrooms because there's a natural gas well just down the road from the school? Do we want that kind of fear? Do we want to make that kind of compromise? No, we don't. not for the profits of oil and gas companies. No, we won't. It would also be a politically easy thing for me to do, to only protect the New York City and the Syracuse watershed. To protect that and cut a deal so that the rest of the state is drilled. I'm not going to do that. It is unequal protection under the law, and the rest of our state deserves the same protection as our most populated cities. The gas industry has tried to manipulate our system of government, our science, and our media into believing that an untested process, a process which has caused both documented and, as I believe, yet untold cases of contamination across Pennsylvania, across Ohio, West Virginia, Texas, Wyoming, and Colorado, should be allowed to run amok in New York. We will not be cornered into believing that this is the only energy plan out there. We have others. The primacy of fossil fuels and our dependency on them is ending. It is time for bold new steps. It is about time that the new world comes to the real world. And where better to start than in New York? So I'm not going to stand here and reject one proposal for the future of energy and economy without creating another. Too long has government lacked imagination and ingenuity. We need new energy, not just in the grid, but in government, education, and in citizen action. So starting with the state and city universities of New York, we're going to make New York go green. I have met with the presidents of several SUNY schools, and we will be introducing legislation that will ensure that all SUNY schools go green, go to renewable energy within the next 5 years. We're going to do this. He could take these policies. They sound, they'll work. We're going to do this through a public-private partnership with renewable energy companies so that tuitions don't go up. And so that SUNY can provide not just a top-notch education in every field of study, but also every SUNY student will receive an education in renewable energy and the future. And that is just the beginning. As much as I understand your stress and anxiety over gas drilling, I also understand the stress and strain of poverty and unemployment. This reconstruction will put New York back to work. Now, I know you're saying we'll need thousands upon thousands of acres for the solar panels. No one likes huge energy projects. Well, we've found the perfect location. They're called rooftops. I know that the oil and gas industry is going to come after me with everything they've got. But I also know from touring the state that we have the political will to stop the gas industry and to make the sustainable initiative a reality. I have heard from thousands of citizens in unlikely places who are saying no to the gas industry, and I believe I must serve them. I hope you'll join me in supporting this bold new initiative to have New York go green, and I hope you share the great pride that New York is doing this, so that once again we may be leading the world as we have done in so many other ways. So we can show how renewable energy works, and so that we can show how the world how to fight off an industry with an enormous amount of money when their plan makes no sense and is clearly a road to ruin. Yeah! New York will not be a blue state or a red state going forward. It will be a green state. Thank you very much. I hope we hear from him soon. Thanks.